This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk more about the Bravos and what to expect in 2025. Friend of the show, CJ Nitkowski, who does such a great job with our buddy Brandon Gaudin on FanDuel. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Little freaky, though, man. We got to keep these guys from getting plunked down there. Got to put them in bubble wrap.
It's the worst, isn't it? And you come off of last year with all of those injuries even more heightened, right? Because we know what it meant to the club last year, missing so many guys over the course of the season. You see that hit by pitch, you panic. You see George Profar diving in left field, you panic because you just have this feeling of what 2024 was all about, but it looks like we dodged a bullet on both of those guys.
CJ, speaking of pitching and hitting, but I want to specifically talk about Ian Anderson, and I want to get your thoughts about his challenge. You know, we talked a lot about it heading into spring training and the pressure that's been on him. I think he's looked halfway, you know, really good, actually, throughout his starts here at spring, and I want to get your assessment on where he's at, and then how does he carry this over into the start of the season?
Yeah, so I'd say this. The command for spring training hasn't been what he would like it to be. I think that's fair. 13 walks in 12 innings is a lot. It was 6 strikeouts. So we know he's, you know, it's sometimes part of what comes along with him. He is off, not to that level, but he's also a great ground ball pitcher. And something we brought up in one of his earlier spring training starts is that you could live with it if you can get out of it, right? Whether you're a big swing and miss guy, you can pitch around walks. If you get a lot of ground balls with a good defense behind you and turn double plays, you can get away with walks. If you're walking guys and you're a fly ball pitcher, you give up home runs, that's not a great combination. That's the only thing on the negative side that has stuck out at all. He's only given up 4 hits in his 4 starts over those same 12 innings. He's kept the ball in the ballpark. No home runs there. That's been the real positive. His changeup looks really good. I think at times as he's, you know, coming back from this, and obviously he pitched in the minor leagues a decent amount last year, you're just keeping an eye on the command, especially the fastball command. At times can kind of go in and out for him. But what the Braves are asking him to do, especially with the emergence of Grant Holmes, is to probably be your fifth starter. And to be your fifth starter and to just hopefully give you 5 innings on most days. And if there's a day where he doesn't have maybe that great command and you have to dip into the bullpen a little bit earlier, the Braves should be built to be able to handle that. So it's looking good. And it's one of those things, too, that I think the realistic expectation is that he should get stronger and sharper as the year goes on. Not everybody recovers at the same time from surgery. And so there's been enough positives there for me that I feel pretty confident that he's going to be given that fifth spot in the rotation.
Yeah, are we okay in the bullpen, CJ? Because I know there was some thought we may add some more pieces. Do we have enough depth there?
I think so. I mean, I was really hoping as this offseason developed that there was still a good arm out there that's still out there in David Robertson. And he's an Alabama guy. And so I'm like, come on, he's 40 years old. Why don't you come home to finish out your career? It sounds like maybe it's a little expensive right now, some of the rumors that are out there, which is surprising. He was good last year. He had 99 punch-outs out of the pen. But he's not here. And so what you do have here, obviously, Rysell, Pierce Johnson is going to be asked to do a little bit more. I feel like Aaron Bummer's season a year ago was maybe not appreciated as much as it should have been. I'm okay with him. Dylan Lee was great last year. I think when we start to get to after that is where you need some guys to be able to step up. Hector Neris was a late sign,
35-year-old righty who's done a lot in the game. He's a non-roster invitee, so there's no guarantee there. But if he looks right, I think he's a nice piece. Again, you're sliding down in your bullpen. Excuse me. But the focus is on Gaisdell Hernandez. We saw it last year with him. You know, he wasn't up very much, but toward the end of the year, he got Snitch trust. I've said this a lot. It's one of the most important things as a reliever is to have your manager's trust in big spots. He pitched in the postseason last year. That's how much trust he had from Brian Snicker. He is a really big key piece to what happens, I think, in the bullpen. You can always move on if a guy's not good and try to find another piece. But to me, Gaisdell Hernandez is the guy that lengthens this thing and makes it more of a complete bullpen. Buck Farmer, Angel Perdomo is the guy who's gotten a look. There's other pieces there. But my focus is on Gaisdell. I'm confident in the top four, and we'll see what Hector Neris looks like the rest of spring.
CJ, what do you think about Profar and what he's going to do for this lineup?
Man, I love this signing so much. A lot of different things. One, he'll hit leadoff until Randy gets back. You know, you look at his numbers over the course of his career, but especially lately. I shouldn't even say the course of his career because he's a different guy now than he was even a couple of years ago. Really good. The Braves are very clear about the fact that they believe in the changes that he made with his swing, the way that he laid it out there. I saw him when he was a kid with the Texas Rangers, when I was calling games for them, when he was a consensus number one prospect in baseball for a couple of years and didn't quite start his career the way that he wanted to, but it's in a great spot right now. They needed this. They needed an outfielder. I think there was probably an outfielder, starting pitcher, and a reliever were the three areas that we were focused on as fans over the winter. And the outfielder to me might have been the most important. And so to have him to be able to hold that down till Ronald gets back, we'll see a platoon in right. But you have a really good, steady left fielder. Everyone seems thrilled. He's a fantastic guy. He's got that million-dollar smile. He's thrilled to be around some guys from Curaçao. Fans are going to love him, but, you know, the production is what is most important. And the Braves believe in what they saw last year. Alex Anthopoulos had some pretty big, bold words when he was talking about Jurickson Profar and saying he was the second best free agent bat, according to us, on the market. That's a market, obviously, that included Juan Soto, who was considered the best, but Alex Bregman was out there and a couple of others, Pete Alonso, and he said that we had Profar as number two, best bat available, and they went out and got him.
CJ Nikowski's with us, guys. 10 years in the show, and now you see him, of course, having a lot of fun with our man Brandon Gaudin on FanDuel Sports from up there at Braves, whether on the road, of course, at Truist Park. We'll be at Murph's, by the way, for the home opener. What about the catcher position? Eddie Perez, I saw Mark Bowman's tweet, said he saw some similarities between Drake Baldwin and Brian McCann, but that would be great. I know Murph is going to eventually get back, but what should be the expectations for Drake Baldwin?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if he's going to, I was going to say break north, but break west with the team when they open up out in San Diego. I don't know if, you know, we're there just yet, but I like them too. There's a lot to like. The Braves are well positioned to sustain Sean Murphy's absence. You know, last year obviously it was an issue missing the first couple of months, and Travis d'Arnaud was here, who's not here now, but they have the pieces that they need, and Drake Baldwin is an exciting player. I love his at-bats. You know, from the offensive side, he takes very unselfish at-bats. He doesn't try to do too much. His on-base percentage throughout his career in the minor leagues was terrific. I mean, well above average. It'll always come down a little bit from what you did in the minor leagues until you get to the big leagues and facing that big league pitching every day. But I think he can handle it based on what we have seen on spring training. And it's the approach. Like, he's short to the ball. He's not afraid to go the other way. I've seen a couple of teams give him some room on the left side, which I think is a mistake. And I think they'll learn pretty quickly not to do that because he has really good back control. Knows how to put the ball in play. It's a really good eye. So I think offensively, I don't think there should be a, you know, every young player needs a little bit of room to get comfortable, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be that long that he will be comfortable. And then defensively, you got to go off what your pitchers are telling you. And, you know, we could watch him and see him throw and those other things, but it's the feedback from your pitchers. Chris Sale had a lot of really good things to say about him. That's encouraging. Throwing to Ronaldo and other guys, or with Ronaldo and other guys, has been received pretty well by this pitching staff. So I don't think there's a lot to worry about. And we'll see whether or not the Braves decide if they want to bring him up. But, you know, the question becomes with a guy like him, once he gets to the big leagues and if he proves himself, you want him to stay. So if Sean Murphy's going to be ready, I'm guessing, say April 15th, and I don't know what it's going to be, do you want Drake Baldwin to only get 2 weeks and then potentially send him down, or do you want him to be a backup? I think that's the only thing that they're probably considering, because I got to believe from a physical standpoint he fits.
CJ, how careful will they be with Ronald Acuna second time around?
Yeah, very. I mean, he's not going to DH, right? I think Alex was pretty clear about that. I mean, you really don't want to do that with Marcel in the way that he has been. So they will. They'll be very careful. They're not going to rush him back. We'll see. Keep him maybe early May. And he looks really good, and DP sounds great. And
and all that good stuff that you want to see from Ronald. So I think they're going to play it safe. Obviously, this is the second time it has happened with him, even though it's the other knee. I'll be curious to see how often he runs, you know, going forward as far as the stolen base attempts and trying to protect himself. The thing about it is it's tough to do. When you're a player like him who plays the game as hard as he does, as much as he loves the game, to ever tell a guy, hey, we need you at 85-90%, I don't know if that's a tough thing to execute when you're a young player and as great as he is. But I do think they'll be careful. The question becomes, do you give him just days off here and there? Will those be beneficial? Do you give him a day off when you have a team day off coming up after that so we can have 2 days off? That kind of stuff. That's what they'll probably have to work through. But so far the reports have been fantastic, and we know how much.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Braves missed them last year.
Awesome. How much golf are you playing down there in spring training?
Zero. I mean, I had back surgery 2 years ago, and I just
got
a rag at my feet. I know, and I got to get my act together. Pickleball. I'm actually in Alpharetta right now. I'm headed back down tomorrow. Okay. We're back on TV when we got it the rest of the way. So we will be on the road for a while here. So we got, what is it, 8-9 more games on television, I think it is, or 8 more games right on television in spring, including the 2 that are in Arizona, and then we'll be out there for opening day in San Diego, and then the first series is our second series against the Dodgers.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.